This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. It's the 10th day of April, and this has turned into a month, a busy month in the popular culture world. Books, movies, magazines, kind of coming out of our winter doldrums, I guess.
Yeah, TV has certainly provided us with the most entertainment, I guess, for this month, earlier this month with Mad Men and The Killing and Game of Thrones kind of coming back after hiatus. So the month started out better than maybe it's going to finish up. But all in all, it's not the dead zone it once was.
Right. So what else do we have to look forward to in April?
Well, last week you had some new music releases from Nicki Minaj and the week before from Madonna. So that should help the music industry a little bit as we go forward. And then over this past weekend, of course, saw Titanic 3D.
Yeah, so this is the movie Titanic that came out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been reconfigured to be 3D now. So the crash happens right in your lap.
From what I have read about it, it's James Cameron, so he didn't do it shoddily. Because a lot of times the movies that come out that are redone in 3D, they don't look very good. You almost have to film them in 3D. But he redid it, and I heard that there were some pieces of the ship in the early scenes of the underwater dive that kind of come out just to wake you up. And then after that, it's more subtle. So I think that could be interesting, but it didn't do that hot over the weekend, mainly because we all have it in our library probably. So
and if a movie's in 3D, that ticket is almost always more than a regular movie, right?
Right.
So you're asking people to pay more for a movie that they've probably already seen.
Plus, it can't inevitably do as well as some of the other 3D releases because it's just long.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's like 3.5 hours or something, isn't it?
Yeah, but between that and American Reunion coming out this weekend, I thought I was back in like the late 90s. I was really strange.
And American Reunion is the
fourth in that American Pie series that started when I was in high school, so.
And I guess the big thing, I haven't seen any of those movies, but I guess the big thing is that all of the original cast members are back.
Wow. It must have been hard with all of their busy schedules.
But I mean, you know, yeah. I have a feeling that the earlier sequels did not. They had the name in the movie title, but not the characters.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. But anyway, that's
been hard to get Jason Biggs and Tara Reid and from all of their commitments. I mean, whether they're accepting a Pulitzer or whatever, I mean.
But anyway, that comes out Friday.
Right. Okay. And then over the weekend, we had some new television start back up. The Big C and Nurse Jackie both started on Showtime. So that kind of kicks their season in. And then starting today, we have some new releases on DVD, The Iron Lady with Meryl Streep, which finally got her an Oscar again. It comes out on DVD. And that should be a pretty good format for that film because she's really great. The movie is kind of like a Lifetime movie, but she's really great. And then Bonnie Raitt has a new CD coming out tomorrow, Slipstream, which has got really good reviews in the press. And then on the 11th, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
That's tomorrow. Now, this is a situation comedy, a sitcom, right? It's on ABC.
Yeah, and it looks like it could be somewhat entertaining. It has James Vanderbeek as himself, so that's kind of...
yeah, and help me out here. James Vanderbeek, that's a name I've heard a lot. He is who?
In the 90s, he was in Dawson's Creek.
Oh, okay.
And then he's kind of been, you know, playing a tool over and over. So it's kind of funny.
His name is kind of used as a punchline
at times. And he does it himself.
I got you. Okay.
You know, good with that. On the 15th, Girls, the new show on HBO, it's a Judd Apatow comedy. And New York Magazine just recently said it really lives up to the hype. So I noticed Entertainment Weekly gave it an A. So it's the story of four young women making it. Kind of sounds like Sex and the City when it first came out. But it's Judd Apatow, so it's probably a little dirtier. Mm-hmm. On the 17th, Mission Impossible 4 comes out on DVD.
All right.
Well, a lot of people really like that.
It got good reviews.
And
I didn't see it.
That particular film got really good reviews, so who knows? And then later in the month, on the 22nd, Veep comes out on HBO.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, a comedy, so that could be interesting.
And she is the vice president of the United States in this, correct?
Right, and to see her kind of have that free reign on HBO could be interesting. It could also be canceled quickly. We'll see. Yeah. Hopefully it works out. On the 24th, The Artist comes out on DVD, which was, you know, the winner of 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director. So that's a big film to purchase if you want to catch up and watch what dominated last year's Oscars.
It will be interesting to see. I managed to catch that in the theater, and it was really interesting to see it on a big screen. I'll be interested to see how well it translates to your television.
Yeah, that could be a hard sell, but it was a hard sell in the theater.
Right.
So
worth your time,
though. It stands at its own, though. Yeah. On the 24th as well, Jack White comes out with his new CD.
Finally.
Of White Stripes fame. And Jonathan Frazen comes out with a new novel, Farther Away. It's essays. So that should be an interesting read. And he sells well, despite, mm-hmm. you know, having years of kind of messed up press, but he sells well. And then at the end of the month, on the 27th, The 5-Year Engagement comes out with Emily Blunt and Jason Segel, romantic comedy. Mm-hmm. Looks like it could be really fun. And of course, that's a good cast.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.